Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. This is your man, Mr. UL, and I'm here with my family.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, AT. Welcome, welcome. It's happy hour time.
What up, my peeps? This is your boy, P-Hat. Y'all know how I'm doing. Fat with a purpose, getting it, always happy, just doing what I do. Up here with my peeps. So what's good, y'all? What we got today, AT? What's the word?
Yo,
what you got?
I'm still talking about this Warriors win, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did have the NBA finals this week, didn't we?
Third ring in 4 years?
Wait, wait. Before you start talking about all that, we talking about, so we get the brooms out.
Ow, ow. Yeah.
I don't think I know it was these people. I know them. This is Mr. UL.
I mean, the brooms was out.
I count for them. I appreciate all of them, but I know.
After game one, I knew it was going down like that.
But going in.
I knew it was going down. After game one.
I didn't think
he
was going to get swept in, you know, like beginning.
Hold on. Before we give him all that, because, you know, it's happy hour time. What are we drinking?
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I got excited.
We got to make sure everybody get turned up on the happy hour.
Sorry,
make sure you get your drink ready. Pour your glasses up.
You can tell we've been sipping before.
Yes, definitely. We're going to let y'all know what we're drinking, y'all.
So this time, we have the original Dark Horse 2016 Rosé.
There we go.
At a 12.5%. So P-Hat is happy.
I'm okay with that. I get the job done.
It's a little drier, but it's crisp. It's bright, as they say.
Is it?
It's a really nice rosé, though. I kind of like it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
I'm digging it with a little bit of fruity. And on deck, we've got our cupcake. You know, we always got to have a backup, y'all.
It's a little sweet for me.
Yeah.
If you like a dessert wine like I do, you dig the cupcake. Mm-hmm. It's their Chardonnay. It's the 2015, and that is 13.5.
Exactly.
So you know.
Which is why I'm drinking it. You know, it's a little sweet, you know, for my taste buds. But I mean, you know,
if y'all been listening to the show,
you know what's important. The important is that 13.5. So I would pinch my nose and drink it. I don't care.
And see, I like it sweet.
And then also, I want to bring in something that I really found to be very, very important.
Thanks, Ice Cube.
Yes, we all drinking wine, but I found a water that I really, really love and I really,
gotta
really
have
appreciate.
Your backup, guys.
Over here buying some expensive water.
I am not buying expensive water.
It's got electrolytes.
What I'm doing is that I spend my money on the water and then I don't spend my money on the food that I wasn't eating before. It compensates for the water and I'm good.
I'm okay with that.
And it backs you up for the look. You got to stay hydrated. If you're going to drink, you got to drink water.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of water that you want to
drink.
What's
it called?
So I want to tell everybody. So it's Essentia. I don't know if you've seen it or if you heard of it, but if you haven't, it's that black, white, and red bottle of water that's normally in there. You don't really see too many of them because it do cost a little bit more than the rest of them. Not everybody mm-hmm. drinks it.
Hydrating, ching, ching.
But I'm a big fan of being healthy and eating healthy and things like that because mm-hmm. I know that it makes a difference with what your body. We have to keep track of what we put in our body. So
he tell the truth
sure
too, y'all,
because
I brought some Popeyes today.
Oh,
but you know, we always eat a little dinner before we do this podcast
amazing.
Too. And I was watching UL over there. He had a couple of pieces of chicken, but he ain't eat nothing else. He ain't getting none of the sides. He ain't getting nothing.
UL
trying to be right.
The chicken to try to
do it right. I like that. That's
I try to take a couple of skin off.
You know
what I'm saying?
Didn't even eat the skin,
just to make it seem right. So
took the skin
shout out to Popeyes. You know, you still serving chicken like you're supposed to be serving it, but at the same time.
That's what's up.
That's
motivation, man.
But
that's motivation.
Definitely, man. What you put in your body is important.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We got the 80-20 rule. 80 of it is dieting. Mm-hmm. 20% of it is working out. So everybody trying to figure out what it is. I know people got
that's
cheat days
true.
Or when they got their whatever it is that they do. But water is very important.
Gotta stay hydrated.
I drink my water every day. I actually track my water intake every single day.
There you go.
For like
you know
the last
what I'm
saying?
You
know,
I'm like Fitbit knows so much about me.
I try to, I know exactly. Fitbit be all over. I try to do at least, 64 ounces of water a day, but I'm always up around 80 and not 88.
There you go, man.
You know,
putting
90.
That right stuff in the body.
Because, you know, Kevin Hart made the statement, I ask a lot of my body, so I have to give it what it needs. You know, like, if you want to run a marathon, shoot. If you want to be the Golden State Warriors, you want to ball like LeBron, you want to ball like Steph. You got to come, you're asking a lot
you
of your body.
Like, you got to work. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to give your body what it needs.
Yeah. So shout out to Essentia.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a couple little things with y'all right now. I'm trying to get y'all a little bit more, you know, motivated on this side and seeing if we can pull up something. So, you know, I'm a businessman. So, you know, trying to see what we're doing. So shout out to Essentia. Definitely shout out to Essentia. But yeah, so let's go back to where we at. I'm sorry.
So,
I had
to
make sure.
No, but it's a great segue. You know, you trying to do better and be better in 2018. Unfortunately, that did not work out for the Cavs this year.
In all honesty, yo, the fact that the Cavs made it to the finals this year to me is like a testament to like how great LeBron is, you know, as far as his basketball thing is concerned. Because the Cavs had no business being in the finals this year with that team. Let's be real.
I don't think they did.
That team was not that good.
They did rotate the team a couple of times.
They did. This is the worst team that I think LeBron and them have taken to the finals since 2007, probably when they got swept the last time, you know?
There was a distinct difference.
But they were not that good, you know what I mean?
Like, I'll admit, like, you know, I'm not a basketballologist. Okay, we'll put that out there in my technical term.
I don't even
think
that's a word, y'all.
You know, that's the technical term. Uh-huh. But there was a lot of times I was like, wow, they're just standing around.
I know.
They're getting threes on. Like, this dude is wide open, and he's shooting threes.
As a layperson, you know, you watching basketball as a layperson, you noticing them just standing around like that says a lot. Because they were standing around a whole lot while LeBron just did everything.
It was almost like they didn't know they were supposed to play basketball.
And then your boy J.R. Smith.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Game one set the tone for the whole thing. What you think about that, you J.R. Smith?
Okay.
What you think about your boy?
We got to the final second. All
right, you already know. All right, so I want to say I took time to listen to somebody give a kind of an idea of what possibly was going on while they were playing.
Right. A lot of people did that.
Oh, the memes were great.
Everybody has known JR to be that person to take that shot and make it and then talk trash after that. So it's always, I don't want to say it's been a negative thing, but it's always been that thing that's what everybody comes to see.
Yeah.
I think what happened at this particular time was that this was the moment where he possibly was saying, let me try to do something right this time. Normally he doesn't do everything right.
Usually
he gets the
ridiculous.
Ball and he shoots it. Mm-hmm. His confidence goes up and he makes it. This time, I think he was like, I think he must have heard that it was a little bit of time left. They was about to win, you know, because even when you was watching them play, he was trying to like protect himself from somebody taking the ball. Like something was really still going on. So I don't think he was fully aware of what was going on at a present moment.
I agree.
He definitely wasn't aware. Don't tell him what was going on in his head.
And I heard somebody give like the best idea that I heard was he was so already into the next play of like, okay, the dude makes it, we get the ball back, I'm
gonna
turn
the clock
around.
Out.
Right. And when he didn't make it, he was already like, okay, I'm past him making it or losing it.
But run the clock out.
He ran the clock out, and that was not the move.
Yeah, there was some confusion that went on. But I mean, I've played basketball up to at least high school level, you know, and I mean, I still think there's some type of, you know, basketball etiquette that comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of people kind of make these mess ups. And I know it's completely different when you're in the NBA, completely different when, you know, you at a championship level situation going on. So I need you to be on top of this. Everybody make mistakes.
Tell me this. This is something that people weren't. I mean, I guess some folks were talking about this after all that happened. You know, you LeBron James. You know, you got the meme where he's pointing like, no, that way.
When
and
they
then I saw some they showed some video of him when he was on the bench. You know, he was like crying.
JR?
On the bench. No. LeBron James. He was so upset and so pissed off.
Oh, he was furious.
That he was on the bench. Man. You know, you're about to go into overtime, but you on the bench like pissed off, fuming.
He was furious.
He's supposed to be a leader.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
he's supposed to be the leader.
Remember,
is that what you're supposed to do in that moment? Are you supposed to just fume?
I'll
be a little baby girl in that moment.
Because I kept saying he needs to step off the court. Because he was too mad to the point to even play. I mean, like, you could see.
You can see what
he should have been.
And I got it.
But you a competitor, too. So you are going to be seething, but you also a leader.
And you're also in the final
national stage.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I do understand totally. But like I said, being a basketball player, definitely not as high as where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that situation where if you already got the money part covered, then your whole goal after that is to be great.
You want to be a great, and he's like, "You are ruining my greatness."
This is, you know, what I'm saying.
And you broke his hand. That's what his face told.
Broke his hand after the game. You know what I'm saying?
He realized
nobody
he was
knew,
with
but
a team that I don't think wanted to win as much as he wanted to win.
Yeah. No,
I don't
want
to speak for anybody, and I don't want this to come back to Mr. UL. But
no, but
I do know that person who has the love for wanting to win that game more than everybody else that just trying to play to get, you know, you points know, up on their
elevation,
roster.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
something like
they're
that.
Trying to get a paycheck or something, you know?
Yeah, what LeBron was trying to do versus what everybody else was ready to do, it shows a difference. So, you know, shout out to LeBron. You
know, playing with a broken hand?
Yeah,
you
I don't know what
play.
Team. Exactly. I don't know if he's going
to
stay there. I heard that he has
what
a
think,
very...
What you think's going
to
happen?
He has a very nice house where he's living at right now that he took some time to put together. Mm-hmm. I
and
heard that they
school.
Have people who, you know, you got to... what is that? When they come to pick up the vehicles, he has valet set up in the front of it. It looks like a little
house.
Community center.
Oh,
I mean,
it.
So from what I understand...
$80 million a year, you
he
can afford to do stuff
and
like that.
And he's been great for the city.
So
apparently.
I don't know if he's going to leave, but I do understand how that can really, because you already know that you got the money part covered. Mm-hmm.
Your kids can eat. Your life is taken care of.
And they were saying his kids are like starting to go into this school, and his you know, his sons are like playing basketball now. And I was just reading something they were saying how like LeBron's dream is to be able to play in NBA while it's when his sons make it to the NBA.
That'd be tight. I mean, you get to put up new goals now, man.
Is LeBron gonna stay? What you think? You is LeBron gonna stay in Cavs or is he bouncing?
You know what? I can't give that response just because I heard a couple of things. You know, a couple of I
what
heard something about Philly. I heard something about
Houston.
Some about
Philly too.
I heard some Houston.
People keep throwing Houston.
I like the idea of Houston, but I don't know if LeBron should go to the Western Conference though. But I do like the idea of Houston because you know I grew up in Houston. You know, that's like one of my adopted teams. You know,
okay, so you don't want him to go because you're from there.
No. I want him to go because I'm like, you know, you talking about CP. You talking about like you know a team that's already like ready to go around them. That was the number one team in the league this year. You know,
and let's not forget they gave Golden State. To run for their money.
They went to game 7 with Golden State.
In 7 games.
You know, that's what's up.
You know? I mean, to win a game, to be at the platform where he is, to give that to people, you know what I'm saying? I can see that, and I wouldn't bash him. You know
I'm
saying?
I don't bash him. I'm
just,
not a LeBron
hater. This is the entertainment that we live in, that people want
there.
The drama. I mean, you know, there's people just want the drama. This is the entertainment that makes everybody feel good.
I know I want to ask you, man, because we ain't never talked about this for real. About KD. Me and AT talked about this earlier in the week.
All right, I know Kevin.
What you think about Kevin Durant? I know this is kind of a late, you know, this argument, probably this argument we should have had like a year ago or something like that or a discussion.
It's still relevant.
But it's still relevant now that he's won the second, you know, NBA championship in a row and second MVP in a row.
Okay.
I kind of think Kevin Durant going to the Golden State Warriors, a 73-win team that just beat you previously in that year after you was up on them 3-1
okay.
as a
in
bitch
the playoffs.
Move. That's what I feel like. I don't know. AT was like, nah, it's not. It's not. It's this. It's that. You know,
I also don't
great.
Really
he made
watch
a good business
until the
move,
finals.
Good business move. And I'm like, Jordan wouldn't have made that move. I don't think nobody would have made that move. And I feel like him Jordan doing that, he's doing his business thing. He's making his championships and all that. But I don't think it helps us. I mean, it helps his legacy because he is winning. But,
and
dude,
it,
you went to a 73-win team. Oh, my God. You know, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't respect that move as much as other people might respect
and
it, you
I,
know, on the business
I
move. I'm just curious what you think about that.
No.
Am I wrong?
I definitely
AT thinks I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not necessarily that saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that you're wrong or if you're right or whatever case. I know KD is a PG baby, so he from a, you
he
know what
here.
I mean?
He ain't
we
to
over
me.
Here.
He come to Washington.
Yeah,
now.
We had a DMV. He from Suitland, you know what I'm saying? And he's a PG baby, so.
That's true.
Shout out to Ryan.
He wasn't coming to Washington.
What
no,
I seen him do.
Washington didn't win 73 games.
What I seen him
they
do.
Good enough.
But see, if anything, he would have been one of those people feeling what LeBron feeling right now. Mm-hmm. Because at the same time, I watched Kevin Durant be the team. I've seen a couple of games.
Beast.
So it's one thing to be great and then it turn into something great versus like LeBron be great and then you still lose.
I know.
over you see what and I'm over again.
Which sucks. Like, I know, he did leave. He did leave and go to Miami. He did leave and go to Miami.
And
he's one of them,
too. They won two.
This is a
back.
New generation of people now.
And
you know what I'm saying?
A faster game, a quicker game. Yeah, the game
remember
has
that
changed.
Easy button? Remember the easy button? Back in the day, you hit the easy button. And you just
definitely
automatically go.
Shout
I feel like Kevin Durant hit the easy button, man. I ain't going to lie.
I
feel like he hit the easy button.
He wasn't the only person.
You joined the 73-week team. You hitting the easy button.
He's not the only person. He's not the only person, but does he? But like you comparing it, I don't think that we should compare anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the fact that mm-hmm. we try to find the, as they would say, the GOAT, the greatest of all time,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and they try to base it on years of decades that are not the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. And of subjective
basketball
things.
Change,
basketball
you know
does
saying?
Change. You know, you gets hard to compare
this game
eras.
Is
you know?
Different. Mm-hmm.
It's a completely
this
so,
game is different. Especially Curry and them, they done changed the game big time. You know, with the 3-point shot the way it is.
Come
now.
On now,
that's why Houston was where they were because they said, okay, if we can't beat them, we gotta do what they do.
We so gotta
they
start, get there.
And Houston shot more 3-pointers than Golden State.
And this
year.
Is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This is what you turn. So you kind of figure out to yourself. You'd be like, all right, well, I can't judge too hard because
yeah.
of the fact that
he made a business
this
move.
This is what's going on now. Mm-hmm. Not even just him right. making the business move, but this is. Where the game has changed mm-hmm. to.
And it'd be
know?
Different if he came on the team and did not, like, you know, and
right.
didn't
do
anything.
Right, if he was just on the bench
and
he wasn't
that's
doing
thing,
nothing.
Though, KD gonna go to any team that KD go to that LeBron James ain't know he gonna be the best player
but
on that
go
team.
But to go to a team that
down.
Was 73-0 and still make
team,
his
yeah.
name known.
Competition.
So what's up? That's
you know
what's
what
up.
I'm saying?
I mean, I give him his props for that. I just feel like he hit the easy button and it's harder for me to respect that decision than... So if you went to like a Houston even, or if you went to any other,
a growing
basically
team.
Any other team in the league.
You just wanted him to go to a growing team.
Other team in the league. He could have gone to a really, really, like San Antonio or something like that. Mm. You know, a really good team. And I would have given him more props than what he did. Because he hit the easy button, plain and simple. You know, in my opinion. And I respect the fact that he's making his money.
I got to give him
accolades.
But he's still.
But
he's
hit the
still,
easy button, man.
He's still
he
played
to be a great.
As if he was the MVP. There's been time that Steph Curry and what's the name of like not made anything.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
KD
stepped
come
up.
Come on that joint and yeah. he steps up. Mm-hmm. So the rest of them can actually take a break.
Yeah.
Because
KD
I
has
mean,
that. LeBron didn't have that luxury.
No, not
even
that.
Kinda.
He didn't have not
that.
Even with
but
a
that's
broken
what made
hand.
Him so mad
not even
because he was getting mad at his team.
Yes.
That's what
and
really got him
visibly.
Mad.
You know, he's like,
it was like,
why
do I have
myself.
To work so hard and y'all know how to play?
And
you know,
it was
watching
amazing.
KD take half a game off and just step it up when he needs to.
I saw
to.
KD do what he was supposed to do at a
he
team
came in
where
he
it may have
to.
Seen some type of way, but I've seen him still be himself.
He was. He was himself all day long, but he was himself on a 73-win team. That beat him the year before you
but
know.
He still came in and in my opinion
I don't know
the year he came in which was last year
right
he made them untouchable because given
he did.
He,
it was unfair.
Them and Cleveland
he made
have been
already
going back and forth
almost unfair team completely
but
unfair
but the fact
that some, why not finish it
he didn't build it though.
But my,
no. I'm
he
saying he's the one that
already
finished
built.
It. Mm-hmm. He's the one that if you're gonna build something, why not finish it?
I guess.
He's the one that finished it. Like I do get what you're saying from that aspect. It seems like it's easier and it, you know what I'm saying.
Now it's just unfair.
But at the same time, if everybody can
he's
play
good.
By themselves, they just get an opportunity to take a break.
True.
But they all play, like I said, Steph Curry might be that one to shoot everybody lights out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But turn back around, it'll be Kevin.
I guess
or
the way,
it'll turn back around, it'll be, what's the name?
I think you made him clutch.
I guess the way I look at it is like this, right? There's only a few people in the NBA right now who can like truly consider themselves to be all-time greats. You know, it's not that many. There's not that many cats in the NBA that can, like, say, I am an all-time great. LeBron's one of them, obviously.
Yeah, he is.
KD is definitely the other one, in my opinion.
KD is the MVP.
Yeah, exactly. But
I don't give him
KD
the GOAT
has a,
status.
No, he's not a GOAT. He's not a GOAT, but he's not the GOAT. But he has a chance to be up there in the conversation one of these days.
It's kind of hard.
You know, he
could
be, like,
now
a top three or four player ever. And my thing is, if you are one of those few and rarefied air who have the opportunity to be the best of all time, I can't respect you going to a team like the Golden State
and
Warriors
I don't, and I
when
don't
you are
think,
on that level.
I don't
you
think
win
he'll
on your
get
own
that.
Merits.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
to, win,
like.
To win that
that's
GOAT.
I feel like KD ain't winning on his own merits because
right.
he can be a great.
I give you that. To, uh-huh. to win that GOAT status,
yeah.
you do have to go to a team that needs you
yeah,
to get
to
them
be
up
that.
There.
But the thing about KD is, I don't think KD cares about that.
But you so
don't
that,
think he cares. That's he why does I not give him a pass care about that.
Because he doesn't care about that.
His, he
but
wins
you
his
don't feel awesome like team. He kind of did that at Golden State just a
wait,
bit?
Wait, did what?
I'm not saying that Golden State was this humdrum team that couldn't make it work. But my father always helped me find a niche. And do something.
You be a team player. I like that.
I feel like KD was the thing that made the game, that made them win last
year. He pushed them
on the edge. No, he was completely untouchable. They were completely untouchable because of KD.
He picked up where they fell off at or where they was tired at.
And so to me,
they were 73
team. He found where the flaw was and said, wait, I can come in and fix that.
Knock that down for y'all. Now y'all got three shooters that, first of all, KD is almost like 7 foot tall.
He is the man.
And
he's huge.
And he plays like he's a point guard.
Exactly.
And I mean, and just easy.
Tall people that's down low, you can't check KD. No.
Because just jump over
all,
everybody.
Your footwork ain't even there. No. Not even jumping over. Your footwork
is not
there.
When he elevates for a
there.
Shot, you know, you can't
he
can't
block get it. To the hole. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because now you scared because you 7 foot tall with him, and you thinking that you're going to jump up there and block him. Mm-hmm. But he has footworks where when you go up, he can go left, right, straight to the hole, and then he scores on two people at the same time.
Yep,
and you just standing there.
Playing around with Curry, because I have seen him shoot better since he started playing on the Warriors
be
team.
Be with the best if you're trying to
you
be the best.
You go about four steps behind the three-point line, you're knocking down everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So, you
That's
know,
true.
Is he trying to be the GOAT? I don't think he's trying to be the GOAT.
I don't think that's his goal.
But is he trying to be an MVP player?
Team, you can't be the GOAT.
He can still be an MVP player, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can definitely be a most valuable player.
If he leaves, let's say this year, he decides to leave. And he decides to leave the Golden State Warriors and go, I don't know, to Boston, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I don't know. I didn't even mad for that.
I'm saying, if KD went to Boston and just killed it and won the NBA championship,
he gets to play
so much more
respect. He gets to play with Kyrie.
Yeah, you know, he's a great
LeBron
team. It's already still a great team over there. You know,
you got somebody
not,
telling everything
70,
about LeBron.
You know, something 3-win team, all-time great team.
But no, but Katie, but you got, I give Katie his credit because he did his part.
To me, it's like this. If LeBron,
you don't win, you don't win the GOAT status, but you did your part to get the MVP
to get the
status.
Yeah, to get
and
the greatness.
And you're the reason your team won. Because I'm sorry, last year,
I saw KD work.
They were good, but without KD, they might have
KD
lost.
Made them all
I saw
time
KD
good.
Work.
I
saw
I feel
KD
like,
finish it up and put the bow tie
exactly.
on it and
oh, yeah.
light
and
the
I
candle.
Feel like
KT, he was, he
I feel
was
like in your argument, that's forgotten.
On, yeah. No. He was the it best is. Person on that team. You know what I mean? He
like
was
without
definitely
them,
the best person.
And without they him, won. They might have lost.
No, I recognize that because the 73-win team that the Golden State was before KD was there
right.
still lost to LeBron James.
And
still
I think,
lost
and
to
I
him.
Think KD was you getting know? Pressured a little bit, too, because they was like, all right, so you're not just about to jump on the Warriors no. and you ain't going to do nothing and think that you're going to win it.
Right.
And he turned around and I
said,
watched,
here's why
I watched
here.
Him play, man. You
it's
know what I'm saying?
If
somebody
I can't
coming
him,
from PG too.
Yeah, I know. It's,
I watched.
It's
I feel
surprise.
Like it's bigger than that.
I think one of the things is we can't beat him, join him. Because I know if LeBron James said, "Okay, I can't beat Golden State. I've done tried 3 out of 4
yeah,
times.
You can't
beat,
them by yourself.
I'm gonna go join them." LeBron James would get so much crap
but
for
it's
doing
also
that.
A huge difference
everybody
between
everybody was talking about LeBron James a punk and this that and the other for going to the team that he couldn't
but
beat.
He's also LeBron James versus KD
and then he came right back.
What are you talking about? You
I'm talking about LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I have a certain type of approval of, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. of LeBron just because, yeah, everybody, you figure he's been catching this since high school.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know
and
what
working
saying?
Past it, pushing past
and
it.
And then he did
then.
Something and told everybody, I'm thinking to everybody that I'm going to the Miami. And then he go win a championship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he says, all right, everybody, I'm coming back to Cleveland to make all y'all feel bad after y'all burned down everything.
Right,
and,
burn
championship every
and then
year.
He wins a championship. Uh-huh. So he gets the GOAT
against
status.
Against a 73
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he
team.
Gets it. But you're not supposed to put
Cavaliers
KD.
The Cleveland Cavaliers were the worst team, like one of the worst teams in the league the year before LeBron came back.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You don't put KD down. KD, I don't, like I said, I don't think KD is looking for that stature.
He's not.
I think he's this looking
is,
for,
which is why he
I'm
did
trying
he did.
To win a championship.
I'm looking to
and
play
I don't
ball want to
be like Charles Barkley, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, later on in life and hate everything that, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Shaq says because,
they are
yeah.
Because the move KD made was a good move. Because one of my favorite teams of all time is Chauncey Billups' Detroit Pistons.
Detroit when they won Pistons, that championship. Got it. Yeah, definitely.
But the reason I like that team is because that was the ultimate team. Where they didn't have any superstars. They didn't have no, like, people that just jumped out at you as this great, great player. I mean, you had Rasheed and all them. Yeah. And, you know, and then Chauncey himself. But that was the quintessential team. And that's what KD was looking for, because KD's not one of them cats that's looking for all kind of accolades and want to be the best in this, that, and the other.
He wants so to that make part sure of it,
but he wants
I
to
respect.
Be recognized for what he does.
It's
I
just
think.
The fact that he went to a 73-win team that beat you every single year.
But that's what everybody
that kind of pisses
that's
me
what
off.
Made everybody look at it like that. But like I said, if you go through his roster, I mean not the roster, but if you go through like what he did, what mm-hmm. he has done throughout yes. this, he did his part.
He did his.
It's not like he came.
Did his part.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I don't think he did his part because he had extra help.
He did his part.
I think he just said that if I'm going to play like this mm-hmm. and I'm going to keep knocking these shots down, at least when the game is over, we win. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to have to go through this whole thing and then we still lose.
And I've gotten
I'm
enough coverage that we
losing.
Can pull this out.
I get
getting
that.
His, getting
if
his.
I do what I'm supposed to do and they do what they're supposed to do, then we can pull us out.
He wanted to be a part of a good organization and win, and I can't fault
and
him.
And can't fault somebody mm-hmm.
Why
that?
Not be under Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr now has 8 rings. Mm-hmm. Clearly, somebody's doing something right.
He wasn't trying to be the leader. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He's wanted to be a part of a good organization that wins.
He wanted to be a part of a good organization so he can bring his talents to that good organization and we can continue to win.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's
but,
a
you
hard
know,
team to check. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jordan was playing, it was like you just couldn't check Jordan.
My nope. goodness, no.
But you still
now
had Pippen.
You can't check 3 people on a
you
team.
Still had...
We actually had that conversation last week. We got into it over this game, and it was so funny because
I was mad, like, man, KD.
Oh, he was hot.
I can't
I
get
mad.
Mad,
but like, I was just like,
it was a heated conversation.
I was just like, I don't know. I get what he did, and it's actually working out for
like,
him. But
business
I just don't know
wise,
if I respect
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. Great deal.
I just don't know if I respect it. That's all.
I get that.
You know,
that's
but
I get
it.
That. Well, mm-hmm. shout out to my Warriors. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You got number 3.
Because mm-hmm. they definitely won.
And they're going to win a whole bunch more. If they keep that team together, they ain't going to, nobody's beating them.
Not for a while.
Curry has showed me how to shoot better.
Yeah. My goodness, yes.
I was never it. Been a big shooter. I was always mm-hmm. a Michael Jordan person, so I want to drive to the hole
gotcha.
And do dunk some
on somebody
other stuff poster. That I can't do. You know what I'm saying? But Curry has allowed me to be able to say, okay, well, before you get here, I'm going to step back to steps and then I'm gonna shoot
gonna
it
shoot
and
it
I'm gonna make
point.
It I'm just gonna release it
and I'm
mm-hmm.
gonna
real
make
fast.
It you know what I'm saying like every the time. Proper point of shooting so I definitely give it up so shout out to the Warriors for definitely
yes.
winning this championship for 2018
shout out for
I think it was well deserved
yes sir
you know what I'm saying LeBron you're gonna still always be great you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying
keep
you
pushing.
Are GOAT
get
I follow through
bro.
With
get
everything
some better
that
teammates.
You've done yeah definitely
can
you know
I tell
what I'm
you when they did that replay on game one and they paused on LeBron's face after JR went when I tell you
man,
I screamed
they showed
and rolled
it.
On the floor
it social media with
like JR I hope you were getting through I hope you were getting
I know
through
man
this week.
Stay up dude stay up dude
cause woo, I know this game this series
everybody
had to be
committing
hard for
suicide
you.
Right now man don't do it don't
you
do
know,
it you
like,
know we lost
check
two
in
people
on your
this
people
week.
Mm-hmm. check yeah. in on your people make sure
we lost Kay Spade and Anthony Bourdain
yes.
this week so
who
don't
both
join
left
them JR
children.
It's okay
both
JR
left, you know spouses and you know, left a lot behind. And I think Anthony Bourdain was even about to, like, film a new episode and, oh, wow. and put together a new show.
And who knew about Anthony Bourdain? Yo, he was one of them cats that was, like, you know, all positive and stuff.
Always.
You know, and this cat, like, murdered himself.
You know.
Like, Anthony Bourdain.
A lot of people keep a lot in.
That was the last person sure. I expected to
we
kill himself.
We don't want to share the insides of what's going on. Everybody is going through something. My theory is
yeah,
this.
Yeah, life. That's called
everybody's
life.
Got stuff.
That's mm-hmm. called life. It's called
you know,
life.
Everybody's got a bag here and a bag there. Mm-hmm. Some bags stay hidden. Some bags we keep close to the chest. Mm-hmm. Other bags we put on Facebook loudly. Mm. All
welcome,
the time.
Welcome to life.
You know, and like life is hard. You mm-hmm. never know somebody's putting on a brave right. You never know who's putting on a brave face. You mm-hmm. never know who is just getting through their day.
Anthony Bourdain, because when you watch that dude on TV, he was like the epitome of confidence.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You
like
travel
he was
around and
traveling the world, doing stuff,
good
confident,
food.
Making all these different sayings and stuff that yeah. like you know just
inspiring
drink some beer
people
and
that he never
let everybody
met.
Else do the work. You know what I mean? Just take crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean I can definitely
knew
share
with
see
that.
How that
who
can kind of.
But that's the thing. You know, I think we make it so, like, who knew people were dealing with? We should just stop assuming that everybody is okay.
Yeah.
First of all, do we have something for the suicide crisis number? Do we have that up for?
We were putting it on TV.
We definitely can. You can go to jeansandtea.com. If you are going through something, need to talk to someone, the suicide prevention line is there.
Definitely.
And we will also put that on the Wine Your Mind Happy Hour site. We're going to put that on our Facebook page and go ahead and put that on, you know, our social media. But check in on your friends. It's one thing to like all their posts, and I'm guilty of this.
But read what they're saying. Read what's being said. It's a lot of time that I've posted stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I posted it in a way where it was supposed to be motivated, but it was because of the way that it was bothering me at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was thinking, and then the post that I give out, it's because of the feedback that I get from people's posts or their comments or whatever like that, that lets me feel more encouraged about whatever it is that I'm saying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that is a really one of them parts of life where it's like you really don't know what's going to happen, how it is. But do understand that you are not by yourself going through whatever it is.
No,
and you everybody don't have is
going
to be.
Through it. No, you don't. You don't have to be. Everybody is going through their own thing. It affects everybody in their own way. But I do know that it affects enough to make you be one of these RIP stories that we hear about.
Right.
That's really, really unfortunate, you know. So definitely everybody's situation is just important. Don't ever knock nobody's situation and not feel like it's not important just because maybe yours is going through. It's how it's affecting the individual.
Exactly.
And you might be a little bit stronger than the person, but you're still being affected the same way. This person may not be as strong as you, but still being affected the same way. So that means that both these individuals can still go off and then we don't see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what's supposed to be most important is that we're trying to keep people. I don't really care how strong your story is over the other person. I just hope that something can be said to you to make you say, you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not by myself. I'm not alone.
Absolutely.
And
you got
people
that back you up.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like, me and P-Hat were talking about this off, you know, off the air, and I'll be honest, you know, like, we've all battled. We all have our good days and our bad days. I know when I start getting into my little depressive rut, I start doing certain things, certain habits that I've known for a while. You know, I sleep more.
Yeah.
I don't engage with my friends as much. I pull into myself, you know, and for me, I know my signs of how I deal with certain things. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who always say, you know, well, it's AT. She can handle it. She's strong. She's cool. But there are moments when I wish that a friend would say, yo, you don't have to deal with this by yourself.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here. Get it out. Get it in the open. Let's put it out there. Let's solve some issues.
Yeah.
Let's. And if you've ever felt like you want to end it, that's a horrible place to feel alone.
It is.
Very, very.
No one should ever feel alone in that moment. And so, you know, if you feel the need that you need to just get something off your chest, talk to somebody, go see someone, call that friend that listens, or call 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Prevention Hotline, this National Suicide Prevention Hotline. And
it's kind of crazy.
I mean, we're all dealing, and I will say, in this climate, in this world that we're in, stuff is hard. You know,
it is.
For me personally, and I'm gonna put mine out, you know. I'm a black female in the middle of this presidency.
There you go.
I am terrified when a police officer comes behind me because I'm scared of what may happen. Mm-mm. I may never wind up home again, and for me that is a very real concern. If you are someone else,
right,
and you could be black, white, purple, orange, green, blue, it doesn't matter. It affects you in a certain way. It affects me in a certain way.
So true.
And so, you know, you never know what anybody's dealing with. That's why you need to be nice to everybody.
Absolutely.
So into everybody. I pray for everybody I've met, everybody I've never met, and everybody I'm going to meet every night.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
And they were saying it's crazy because since this Bourdain news dropped and the Kate Spade news dropped and all that, just over the last weekend.
Yes.
Also, that suicide prevention number has gone up 25% just over the weekend, you know, since Bourdain's stuff came out.
People feel
exactly. What's that number one more time? Because it's 25% up increase in that. So what is that number?
If you need to talk to anyone, if you're a friend of someone who you think might need to talk to someone, give them a call at the National Suicide Prevention Line. It is 1-800-273-8255. Yeah. You are not in this alone. You do not have to be in this alone. And, you know, I'm really challenging everybody to check in on your friends this week, not just like their posts or double click on their Instagram. Like, hear their voice. Talk to them. Call them. Take it back to like 1980 where all you had was a telephone, you know, because you never know who's carrying around stuff. And this is maybe a weird little segue, but, you know, you've got the Drake and Pusha T beef, and we've been discussing this a bit off air as well and kind of wanted to bring it to the forefront here, but apparently their beef started from somebody wearing a certain type of clothes in 2006. Like, let it go. Grow up. Mm-hmm. You're grown men. Let the beef go.
That's Things ain't heard. That serious. That's yeah. what
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in the music industry, like, I definitely understand that a lot of that beef that kind of gets started in some sense, you know what I mean? Because, you know, this is supposed to be a competition level that's supposed to be in there. You know what I mean?
It's always a rivalry.
Yeah, but there is a difference between competitiveness and you taking it to another level.
Yeah.
And then knowing that taking it to another level was such an, you know, was such importance, mm-hmm. you know, there's a gentleman named Jay Prince who actually made that phone call and spoke to Drake, from what I understand, and spoke to Drake and told Drake, you know what, I do know what you have, you know, in your pocket. I need you to not let that go.
You about to come out.
Leave it alone, because I don't want you really hurting anything. But then also because this gentleman named Jay Prince, you know, he's seen this before in his, you know, his history of experience. And he had an opportunity to talk to Tupac, and then had an opportunity to talk to Big and Puffy. And, you know, he was kind of like, at the same time, y'all need to let this go right now. But his words wasn't as strong as it is now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we've seen what happened to two of the biggest artists that we've ever...
Yeah, he said he predicted, or he told Puffy, he saw what was coming. Don't go to L.A., because they're going to kill you.
All right,
let me stay in a safe place now. Huh?
Definitely. All right, so let me give a little bit about Jay Prince, just in case no one knows about who Jay Prince is. So I believe his name is James Prince. So just in case anybody that wants to type in J and put in the J-A-Y instead of the James, just put the letter J. J.Prince. So this gentleman right now, he is the financial founder of Rap-A-Lot. Mm-hmm. You know, so if anybody knows who Rap-A-Lot is or what Rap-A-Lot is, Rap-A-Lot was one of the biggest music industries, you know what I'm saying, or biggest music programs that was built from down south. Mm-hmm. And everybody that we now know from down south was brought up because of what he did. Mm-hmm. Now, initially, financially, he was always a street person, you know. And also, as I'm saying this, definitely look out for his book. Shout out to Jay Prince with what he got coming out.
Yes.
He has a memoir coming out called The Art of Science of Respect, the memoir by James Prince.
And I like the title.
Definitely a book that I believe that I think everybody should go grab out, you know, especially if you on entrepreneurship, life-changing evolution, you know, anything just from that aspect of being a leader. I really believe that it's important listening to him. But just to go back into what I was just saying, you know, Jay Prince has been around since the 80s. You begin, like I said, the idea of when Rap-A-Lot first started. Ooh. He started for his brother named Sir Rap-A-Lot, thus the name Rap-A-Lot came from. But he started it where he said that, you know what, bruh, I want to keep you off the street. Let me handle the street stuff, and I'm going to put you in this good situation where you can take care of this music stuff.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we all know how some of these things go wrong sometimes. You know, brother got caught up and, you know, had to do some time. But then Jay Prince came back around and said, you know what, I got other people that's, you know, believed in what it is that we said that we was going to do, and I'm going to go ahead and follow through with it. And here we are now, I almost want to say 20 to 20 some years later, this man now can call in between a Drake and Pusha T, you know, whatever that was.
Because he's seen it before.
And make a call and say, hey, stop this. I want y'all to know how much power that is when somebody can call and tell a beef, hey, chill out.
That's enough.
And then it's just over.
Yeah.
So you got to give this man credit for what he's done. But then I also understand because of how long he's been around. So his experience, you know, it's not so much about all the other thing that people fixate and say about it. It's the fact that this man has been around since the 80s and he was on top of his game in the 80s and followed all the way to where he brought just about all the down south up. Mm-hmm. Into the East and West Coast to where it was really, you know, where people was hearing that form of music.
Because back then, we weren't. Like, you know, it started in East Coast, then it went to West, and it took a while for the South to get well-known and heard on the radio, especially
Money,
on the East Coast.
Slim Thug.
Like late 90s.
Oh, my God. You should just keep going.
Because the block was hot. The
Yo,
block was
definitely.
Hot.
Lil Wayne
so
came
shout
out, you know,
Prince.
Juvenile.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh, shout out to Jay Prince.
Master
I'm ready
P
for that
selling
book.
Out the trunk. Yes.
Right. They were all partners. I mean, partners and, from, they knew each other, and they took wisdom right. from Jay Prince, you
and
know what I'm saying?
And thank goodness they heeded, because, like, you know, you think about Biggie and Tupac, and you think about, man, where would hip-hop be? And you think about the fact they died in their 20s.
They were kids.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they were babies in the game.
R.I.P. Pac and Biggie always.
You
when
know,
you think about it,
they
were kids when they came out.
Ended because
not from Houston, but I rap a lot.
You know,
that's where that came from, right?
That's, exactly where it came from. You got
exactly.
it.
That's where it came from.
You got it.
Because I tell you, I'm still wondering where is Mia X.
Mia.
Hey,
I love next to Mia X
on the side of a milk carton somewhere. Oh, I guess you know.
Mia, if y'all out there,
put that on her like that.
No, Mia,
we ain't heard
making paper
that.
Somewhere.
We ain't heard
they still
that.
Put the missing kids on the side of a milk carton. They still
on
do that,
right? On that recycled milk.
Y'all ridiculous.
I don't be drinking milk like that, so I don't even know. You
they
know
just
what I mean?
Wondering where the old Kanye is. That's all it is.
The old Kanye.
Where's the old Kanye?
Hey, UL said he liked that new Kanye.
I mean, you know.
I ain't there yet.
I haven't heard it yet.
There's so
yet.
Much that it involves in whether you like a person or not like a person, whether you listen to a person or not listen to a person. Kanye West has always been one of those individuals who say anything reckless out of his mouth, you know. And
that's what I don't like. That's what I don't like.
And and somewhere along the line, when that time comes, I don't know if he actually gets a pass or if it's just like part of the whole segment. Because I also believe that when somebody's getting ready to drop an album or something like that goes on, there's always some type of drama. Thus, the drama between Drake and Pusha T for the timing. Right. We already know that the drama was already there. They supposedly
they're trying to sell albums too, though.
And Pusha T just put out a new one.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And I'm not dropping nothing on Pusha T because I've seen Pusha T before. I've gotten the opportunity. I know Pusha T. So, you know, I mean, I get it. But then at the same time, like I said, going back to James Prince and make sure y'all go out there and get that book. But at the same time, it's like when you have somebody from that far back that can make a phone call and said, hey, y'all need to go ahead and chill.
Because this is getting out of hand.
Because if I'm not mistaken, whatever we on today's date, you can go ahead and look it up right now. And that thing literally says that thing is squashed.
It's over.
Okay.
Because of a phone call.
And Jay Prince was the last person to make that, and I haven't heard anybody say anything different.
Nope.
So if y'all feel like it's something that y'all know that's different than what I know, please let me know.
Yo, keep us posted.
Please let the homie AT know. Y'all know where to find us at.
You know,
let me
Facebook.
Know something different and prove it to me, because right now Jay Prince is proving everything to me. I'm definitely getting ready to go get his book when it comes out.
Yes. And you know, you think about the power in one phone call. And as we were saying before, call your people. Check in. Squash some beefs. If you mad about something that happened 20 years ago, let that mess go.
Yeah, because it's not worth it no more when
it's
it comes
not.
To
so
where we're losing,
is it?
We losing
two
people.
Of the greatest
yes.
hip-hop artists that ever stood during
and we
that
still
time.
Saying that 20 years
you know,
later.
We still listen to it at the same time. People are still inspired to it. People are still using their beats and trying to redo it, and you know what I'm saying?
They do it
so
as well
it lets
as they
you
did.
Know how powerful they were. But like I said, I give that shout out to Jay Prince, man. The Art of Science of Respect, the memoir by James Prince. I can't wait till that book comes out.
It's going to be a good one.
If I'm not mistaken, is it coming out on the 22nd of June, if I'm not mistaken?
Okay.
I definitely will be there, and I will be getting that book because I want to hear not just so much the stories of everything that he's been, and it's a lot of stories that he had.
Sure.
And he's made a lot of, you know, wise decisions based on these stories. But then also just hearing the impact that somebody can have on such a large scale of individuals, right?
That one person.
And they listen to it, mm-hmm. and they don't question it.
Right.
And mm-hmm. they go back. And that just lets you know how powerful you can be if you actually doing the right thing. Because what I believe Jay Prince was doing as a person who came from the street, decided to choose the corporate America, decided to start Rap A Lot, and became this entrepreneur that everybody now knows. You've seen the strength of what being positive or being something productive based on this world of America that we live into, and create a business that says, hey, if I could do it, you can do it. But you got to be right in your mind, because if you're not right in your mind, y'all going to mess up.
And you can't move forward.
It's not worth giving it all up because you want to say one little 12-line rap about something that's, you know,
you get reckless.
People's attention span is going to fall anyway. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, we're not even talking about this no more. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen y'all in so long, so I just wanted to make sure I brought this back up.
Mm-hmm. You know, but like you said, we each have the power to change something, make something different. And, you know, before we get out of here and before we end happy hour, I just want y'all to know you can change the world that you live in. Yes, in case you hadn't known, right now there are a lot of votes being, you know, a lot of candidates running, a lot of names being thrown out, a lot of votes being taken. And in Ohio, they are actually given the right by the Supreme Court now to clear their rolls of anyone who has not voted for the past 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So use your voice. You know, if you can save your friend, maybe you can save the world. You know, who knows? Jay Prince could have saved Tupac. He could have saved Biggie had they heeded. But
had they heeded.
Had they heeded.
Had they listened.
You know, and he saw the end coming, the end game. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we're going for. If you want to make a difference in this world, make sure you go out and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. Make sure you check on your friends.
Make sure you can vote.
Yes.
Make sure you are on the voting roll, because they will purge you.
And if you need more information on how to get registered or where to go, check out jeansandtea.com. There's information for you right there. And, you know, keep checking in on Wind Your Mind Happy Hour. We'll always have great new things up there about what we're discussing. But we want to know what you're drinking on. We want to know what you think about Drake and Pusha T. We want to know how you're feeling regarding, you know, if you need to reach out to the suicide prevention hotline, if you need to talk to someone. Don't hesitate. This week, do what's good for you.
Yeah.
Take care of your friends and family. Vote, take care of the world, make your voice heard.
And let us be your happy hour.
We'll bring you back.
At
you know.
Whatever hour, cast
we
box.
Try to keep it happy as much as we
you
can.
Know.
Make sure.
Shout out to Dark Horse. Wow, you're rosé. It's kicking it.
Hey.
Loves it. Shout out Cupcake. Your shout a name. Delicious.
Little sweet, but it's 13.5, so we give you a pass.
Yes.
Y'all, this has been Happy Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We love y'all. We
appreciate
hope you're having a great
y'all.
Week.
Definitely.
All right, you will.
Until next time, you
love
all right now. Wind your mind. Happy hour. We out.
Cheers.
Getting it.